From Illinois Public Media News, this is 217 Today. I'm Steve Morrican for Kimberly Schofield. It's Monday, December 9th. Coming up, we'll learn what happens when prosecutors stay silent on police killings. That story in just a few minutes, but first, these headlines. 17 Republican governors and several farm groups are urging Congress to reauthorize the farm bill before the end of the year. But as IPM Jim Meadows reports, that's looking unlikely.
The last five-year farm bill expired in 2023, and a one-year extension ran out as well. Aaron Shire with National Farmers Union says Congress ought to pull together to pass a new farm bill before adjourning December 20th, but he's pessimistic.
I do think it's much more likely that we get a short-term extension of the 2018 farm bill than we get a five-year farm bill done.
Shire says farmers need a new farm bill now, not next year, to help deal with inflation, catastrophic weather, and rising interest rates. The farm bill also authorizes federal food benefits such as SNAP. I'm Jim Meadows, IPM News.
This story was produced for Harvest Public Media, a collaboration of public media newsrooms in the Midwest and Great Plains. With the holidays just around the corner, the Champaign-Urbana Autism Network hosted a sensory-friendly breakfast with Santa yesterday. IPM student reporter Anya Koh explains the annual event consists of crafts, food, and Christmas music.
Jazz music and laughter filled up the city center as kids took photos with Santa. Marcy Satterwhite's 9-year-old son James has autism. She says they've been coming since James was 3, and the community has been incredibly supportive. It's particularly nice to not have to wait in line for hours.
Because kids on the autism spectrum in particular don't wait well, so it's really nice they can kind of come and go as they please.
Satterwhite says the events hosted by the CU Autism Network are a great, fun, safe environment for the kids. I'm Anna Koh, IPM News.
Student DJs from the University of Illinois showcased their work in an event in Urbana last week. IPM Student Newsroom's A. Oshibasu was there and has this report.
The space at Gallery Art Bar is colorfully lit with oscillating lights projected on the walls and ceiling. 11 student DJs took turns performing on stage, in front of a crowd that gathered to show their support and enjoy the ambiance. The performance functions as the final for the U of I class, The Art of DJing. It's one of a series of classes that's part of the Hip Hop Innovation Center initiative. It's led by Janaea Modest, also known as DJ Silky.
While teaching them how to DJ, I did give them tracks to practice on, but tonight, this is them. I'm a spectator this evening.
She says the course will be offered again next fall. I'm Aoshi Basu, IPM News.
The city of Champaign continues its leadership transition with the selection of a new deputy city manager. Nancy Rabel has served as the city's assistant director of human resources and previously as the assistant city attorney. She was named deputy city manager after the city council promoted the current deputy, Joan Walls, to the new city manager. Rabel says she wants to help Champaign maintain its city services and support development downtown.
I am very excited to get to represent and serve the citizens of Champaign. I think this is a wonderful community, and I look forward to continuing the progress that we have made under City Manager David.
Rabel will start as Champaign's new deputy city manager later this month. Still to come, we'll learn what happens when prosecutors stay silent on police killings. That story coming up next on 217 Today. But first, here's meteorologist Andrew Pritchard with your forecast for today.
I'm meteorologist Andrew Pritchard with your IPM News forecast for Champaign-Urbana. Your forecast for today, partly cloudy with a high of 53 degrees and west wind 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight, mostly cloudy with a low of 30 degrees, west wind 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tomorrow, partly cloudy with a high of 36 degrees, a northwest wind 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tomorrow night, mostly cloudy with a low of 22 degrees, a northwest wind 5 to 10 miles per hour. And for Wednesday, partly cloudy with a chance of flurries and a high of 31 degrees, and a northwest wind 5 to 15 miles per hour.
Next time on The 21st Show, the holidays bring with them a return to favorite foods and traditional recipes. We're talking with Illinois chef Ken Polk about what you might consider making this season, how to make your meals a little healthier, and the culture around holiday foods. I'm Brian Mackey. That's next time on The 21st Show. Join us.
You're listening to 217 Today. I'm Steve Mork. Illinois law requires transparency when people die at the hands of police officers, but many of those cases stay in the dark. In a joint investigation from IPM News and the Invisible Institute, Farrah Anderson and Chris Weber explain what happens when prosecutors stay silent on police killings. And a note for listeners, this story contains descriptions of violence and sounds of gunshots.
In 2023, Joliet police shot and killed Jamal Smith. Officers Eric Gutierrez and Christopher McClinton arrived at the Lois Place Apartments around 4:50 a.m. to investigate a domestic incident. In body camera footage released last year, Smith fires his gun outside the apartment building. Gutierrez and McClinton shot Smith, hitting him in the back of the neck and his leg. Four months later, he died at a Cook County hospital. In a one-sentence email sent to investigators over 250 days later, the Will County State's Attorney's Office said it would not file charges against the officers, but did not explain why. The email was released only after a Freedom of Information Act request. Illinois law requires law enforcement agencies to publicly release a report if no charges are brought against the officers involved in a shooting. Every county in the state files these required reports after police shootings, but of the 15 largest counties, three of them, Will, Madison, and St. Clair, regularly fail to do so. Chris Weber, a reporting fellow with Invisible Institute, spent a year investigating police shootings in Northeast Illinois' Will County, trying to understand why the county was failing to publish these reports. He's going to walk us through the process and what he found.
The killing of Jamal Smith really caught my attention, and I wanted to find out, like so many others, what happened, and why weren't the officers charged? Those are the questions these reports are supposed to answer for families, friends, and journalists. But this inconsistency with reporting isn't just because of the agencies that are supposed to publish them, it's also because of the way the law is written. Lauren Jones is a lawyer with Impact for Equity, a nonprofit law firm in Chicago. She says the language leaves a lot up to interpretation by law enforcement, and that has resulted in a patchwork system across the state.
There is sort of a dearth here and a gap for clarity and timeliness and transparency about officer-related deaths for the public.
The amount of information an Illinois resident can expect to receive and how long they can expect to wait for it varies wildly by county. And when activists and families request the reports to see why charges weren't filed against the involved officers, they're often denied. Police say they can't share information about ongoing investigations.
Trista Graves Brown is a Joliet activist and resident, and she was a friend of Jamal Smith. She says these investigations can last years, leaving people like her in the dark about what actually happened in the shootings.
But how long is the investigation? A year? 2 years? How long is it that you can never show the truth? How long is it that they gotta wait?
If an officer is being cleared for their fatal shooting or involvement with an in-custody death, activists like Graves Brown say members of the public deserve an explanation.
They should never have a problem exposing who did it, why they did it, how they did it, and because they did it. If you have nothing to hide, then you check nothing to expose. Shouldn't have a problem with that.
The Illinois Attorney General's office and state lawmakers did not respond to requests for comment. For IPM News and Invisible Institute, I'm Farrah Anderson.
And I'm Chris Weber.
This story was produced in partnership with the nonprofit newsroom Invisible Institute and co-reported by Sam Stecklow. That's it for today. 217 Today is produced by Stephanie Mosqueda. Reporting today contributed by Jim Meadows, Anna Koh, A. Oshibasu, Colson Khan, Farrah Anderson, Chris Weber, and Sam Stecklow. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Steve Mork. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening. Stay safe, and we'll talk again tomorrow.